Well, there's a lot, of course, in today's reading, especially our gospel reading, but what I'd like to focus on is we get today one of the best Bible zingers of all time. You can find zingers everywhere. That's kind of what comedians do and a very popular thing to do. They're usually a sharp, short put-down. There was a woman named Dorothy Parker who was a 20th century American writer, first half of the 20th century. In her time, she was called Queen of the Zingers. One of her famous lines was, "The first thing I do in the morning is brush my teeth and sharpen my tongue." With the Bible, we read what was said, but sometimes we have to imagine how something was said. Not so today in the conversation between the priest Zechariah and the angel who came to him while he was serving in the Holy of Holies in the temple. Let's set the stage. It was a very big deal when a priest got to take a turn going into the heart of the temple of God's presence to light incense and to pray to God for the people. And we find out that many were outside praying while he was inside. When the angel appeared, Zechariah was terrified. The angel tells him not to be afraid and that his prayer has been heard. Isn't that a beautiful image, that your prayer has been heard? It's been heard by God. The implication is that he has been praying about the lack of a child to he and his wife Elizabeth. The message is that God will answer that prayer. Where there was barrenness and emptiness, there will be life. And not just any life, but the one by whom will be given glory to God and which will be central to God's plan to save his people, John the Baptist, who will make way in the wilderness, literally in the wilderness, but in the wilderness of people's hearts for the Savior. Knowing that it is an angel from God, and hearing that God knows his deepest longing, and being in the service of that God at the highest level, surely Zechariah will fall down on his knees in gratitude. Nope. Instead, he asks for proof. And that's where we get this singer that I think is wonderful for us to remember. How will I know that this is going to come to pass? Zechariah says, listen to this. "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. But now, because you did not believe my words, you will become mute until the day these things occur." Isn't that an awesome? What a great, I don't know. I think this is a great zinger that is given by Gabriel to Zechariah. And of course, that's exactly what happens, because God always speaks the truth into places where it looks like there is only emptiness. So this line is not just for Zechariah, as is often the case. It's for all of us who sometimes question or doubt whether God is in charge and is working out his great plan to save us from sin and death. Well, the rest of the message from today is about the great women of salvation history, those women who physically and spiritually receive God's promises into their own bodies. The most important angelic visitation in all of history will happen to the woman Mary, of course. In the book of Judges, Samson's mother is not named, but she is heroic in how she receives the angelic visitor. She doesn't need her husband to tell her it's an angel. She is awe-inspired. And without being named, she is one of the great women of salvation history because of how she receives that message. She doesn't need a zinger to put her in her place and to tell her or to reveal to her the truth of what is going on and the truth of God's desire always and God's capacity to fulfill his promises. So the message to her will foreshadow Mary. You will conceive and bear a son. He will be dedicated to God. And exactly this happens. Through this miracle, it says that Israel will begin to be delivered from the Philistines, from their enemies at the time. And soon we will celebrate a son who will deliver us from death and the devil, our ultimate enemies. Pregnant women who believe God become the sign of hope for all people. St. John of the Cross says, "Let the Lord enter in and infuse your soul. Let go of what keeps us apart. God will not leave us in our pride and in our shame, and I might add, in our doubt. So today, let us make room for him in this way, and in so doing, make room for him to be born again in our hearts very soon. Nothing is by chance. All is part of God's plan. So with Christmas only a few days away, may the angel of the Lord find us ready to receive life in us where there appears to be only barrenness. Let us keep ourselves in the presence of God even during the day today to intensify our love for Jesus in our prayer and to receive Holy Communion with devotion, because the angel who stands in the presence of God is once again announcing that Jesus is ready to be born again in us who were thought to be barren. And that's a zinger worth repeating, I think.